President George W. Bush signed the No Child Left Behind NCLB reform bill on January 8, 2002. By many accounts, this was the most significant education bill since the passing of Lyndon B. Johnson's Elementary and Secondary Education Act, ESEA, in 1965. A reauthorization of Title I of the ESEA, the No Child Left Behind bill, received bipartisan support, which was sparked by concerns over America's place in the global economy. This bill nationalized federal accountability standards, upheld conservative religious issues regarding family planning, school prayer, and defunded sex education, unless promoting abstinence, that included birth control or normalizing homosexuality. In an effort to provide equal educational opportunity, states were required to adopt uniform testing for public schools. This legislation created the opportunity for a nationalized school system to flourish with some semblance of local control. Further, this legislation focused on a society that was monolingual and cultural, erasing the efforts of African Americans, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Mexican Americans, and Puerto Ricans to have schools that were multicultural and bilingual. Was No Child Left Behind a fulfillment of the American dream? Did the legislation call for a common culture similar to the common school era? Would NCLB be the answer to education, ensuring that America would be a leader in the global economy?